Shopping for peaches. Peaches can be brightly hued but not shy away from fellow fruit. Sometimes peaches don't develop that much color because their leaves create a lot of shade while growing. Avoid peaches with green skin, which is a sign they were picked too soon. Seek out peaches that is pretty much heavy for their size, as usually a good indicator that the fruit will be juicy. Make sure you press the peaches gently on top near where their stem was. If the flesh yields lightly, the fruit is still ripe and ready to eat. Harder peaches can be ripened at home, but you only want to skip any that is pretty much hard as a rock, as those are picked too soon. Really soft peaches are overripe, but they're still good for baking. Avoid peaches with bruises, scratches, and soft spot. Now, how do you store a peach? Good question. Ripen peaches at room temperature. You can peel peaches in a bowl, but those ripen better on their stem side in a single layer. To speed up the ripening process, place the fruit in a paper bag and leave it on a countertop. If the peach ripens too quickly, store them in the refrigerator for the next few days, but keep them a very close eye on them. Wrinkled skin means the fruit is starting to dry out. How to prep peaches is pretty easy, self-explanatory, but I'm going to still cover it. To have a peach, use a chef knife to make a deep horizontal cut all the way around the fruit. Twist the two sides and separate them, then remove from the pit with your fingers. If the peaches are too ripe, it's easy to remove the skin. Plunge peaches into boiling water about 30 seconds, followed by ice water. The skin should slip right off, and if it doesn't, the peach probably aren't too ripe enough, and you'll need to use a pare knife instead. Alrighty, now, here's another advice I can give y'all, is must-have kitchen tools. As a chef, I have almost every tool in my kitchen, almost. I'm still working on more tools. Yeah, my kitchen's gonna be like heaven here soon, I hope. Heaven to all chefs. Go figure, right? My awesome wife loves being married to an awesome chef, and she over there grinning because she loves being married to me since I'm an awesome chef and cook some good, awesome meals. Right, babe?
Right.
Chef Morgan is also one hell of a good chef. I can't bake to serve, pretty much saved my life. She is a better baker than me. I tell you, she can make some awesome cheesecake around here and some good cookies and no-bake cookies and whatever. I'm not much of... She said, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, it does. And like I said, I can't bake save my life, so go figure. I only season the taste. I'm not much of a chemist. But here we go. Must-have kitchen tools. It's a must-have. Slow cooker. So meals are warm and ready when you get home. I love to slow cook. That's me. How about a juicer? To make your own natural, truly 100%. Juices. Fruit processor. I have about three in my kitchen, I think. About three, give and take. Pretty much beach preparation. Vacuum sealer. I don't have one of those yet. Yeah, I admit, I don't have a vacuum sealer. I'm not much of a vacuum type of a person. Even though I love to vacuum my daughter's room, that's a different type of a vacuum, I guess. Pretty much so when the peaches look amazing at the farmer's market, you can still freeze them and enjoy them in the winter. How about a wok? I don't even have one of those yet. Stir-fried meals are a great way to prepare healthy and satisfying dinner. That's a wok. I have a countertop grill that works perfectly. You can get those at Walmart. for at least $30 or less. I grill all the time, even in the winter. I don't have to stand outside in freezing temperatures to grill my meat if I want it to grill. It works great. You can buy these little bottles of smoke liquid or liquid smoke in your stores. It'll help you smoke up your meat in the winter time. That's all I'm going to say in your tips of the day on a Clubhouse Radio.